for three. Ryan Brokaw.
This year won't be easy.
And 4 and 5 years. That's tough stuff.
Brokaw, that's nice. We think of him as a spot-up shooter, but he put it down and let it rip.
Yeah, NBA Australia, how you going? That's right, man. Welcome to NBA Australia for Thursday, November 15. I am your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull Mag, and whoever else wants to pay me that sweet, sweet walking around stuff. And I'm here in Larryama Studios, updating you on all things NBA, letting you know what's going on, who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it. And who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball, day in and day out of the NBA? Just while repping Australia a little bit. It's just what we do. So today's show covers a massive day of NBA with 11 games on, including Jimmy Butler's debut in Philly, the new guys suiting up for Minnesota, a sacked coach getting some revenge, and some crazy topsy-turvy results. It was awesome. So that's all covered with all the usual dumbassery. That's Not a Knife, Old Mate No Mate, Spud of the Night, and Better Lonzo Ball, as well as those old favourites, you know, the unpopular opinion of the day, and Outback Takehouse, where we serve up some flame grilled takes. And because it's Thursday, that means we have a new Kiwi Corner, as big Stephen Adams played his 500th career game today. We'll also preview and pick all the NBA games for tomorrow. Got a couple of pearls there. And we'll finish up with a brand new diary of Stephen Adams as the giant Kiwi, the Kiwi Colossus, swings by to give us a little bit of insight into his life. So, you know what? Got a lot to get to, so let's get to it. NBA's back. This is NBA Australia episode 183. Let's go.
Hi, this is Ryan Brockoff, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Oh, you better. Or you better watch out for what today? The attack of the disgruntled superstar? The attack of the media getting stuck into Draymond? What else? The attack of Terrence Ross? The attack of Reggie Bullock? That was a good one. Oh, jeez. And then finally, the attack of LeBron James today. Jesus Christ. Yes. Anyway, so let's get stuck into the day. The way we start every episode is with the daily whip around right there. So look, not a bunch of news or injuries or anything to get to. I mean, we had Flask Dad Mook Morris sitting out with an illness. Same with Jarrett Allen for the Nets. And Steph Curry is out for at least another week for the Warriors, but he is traveling with the team. So maybe he can step in between Draymond and KD as they punch on. Can't really see that happening. That poor little baby girl, Steph Curry, might get his head knocked off. Anyway, let's get stuck into the wraps for today. We had 11 games, which was awesome. As mentioned in yesterday's show, they're all weirdly split by conference. There's only two inter-conference games out of these 11. It is wild. It's all East and East and West versus West. And I looked at the East and West was the best. Anyway, let's get stuck in. Orlando spoiled Jimmy Butler's Sixers debut, winning 111-106. This was officially the most amount of people to watch Orlando since Shaq. No, come on, they were in the 2009 NBA Finals. Some people watched that. Anyway, Philly were winning this, and then the Magic went on a 21-0 run. It was absolutely wild. The Magic scored like 16 points in about 2 minutes. It was unbelievable in the fourth. So they just came out of nowhere, put Philly in a headlock like they were in like grade four and just gave him a big old fucking noogie right there. Oh, how's the top of your head, dickhead? Smashed him. So for the Sixers, Joel Embiid had his first ever career triple-double, but it didn't matter. It's a real shame, mate. It's a real shame. 19 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists. Shot 6 of 20, though. Gross. Kobe. Big Simo had a bit of a rough one. We'll talk about that Australian player watch. Jimmy Butler in his Sixer debut, 14 points on 6 of 12 shooting. JJ Redick had 22, turned it over a bunch of times in the fourth quarter, though, that really did not help Philly's case. Moose Muscala and Wilson Chandler play pretty well as well. Big 3 late for Moose and 14 for Wilson! But man, Sixers looked a little bit, obviously, off, as you'd expect, trying to incorporate a new lead-ish kind of ball handler next to Big Simo. Fultz got relegated to the bench. Butler's in there. Jacked up a three at the end, missed pretty wildly. You know, look, they might be fine, but Simo is obviously one of the dudes who's going to have to accommodate him, you know, Jimmy Butler's presence a little bit more than everyone else. So hopefully he sorts himself out. You know, playing together will help, as you'd expect. For the Magic, Vooch had a massive game, 30 points and 8 rebounds. T-Ross had a big three basically to win this, 15 off the bench for him. Azza Gordon had a 17-6-6, and the other Simmons, Jonathan, went 4-4 from three and had 12 points. That's more threes than Simo's ever, the other Simo, Big Simo, Ben Simmons, has ever hit. Sixers, they dropped to 9-7. Magic move up to 7-8 for the season. Unbelievable. Unbelievable? Yeah, because we're about to talk about Cleveland. That's right, Cleveland. Wizards smoked them. 119-95 in the nation's capital. Cavs, look, just got their second win. They're on a back-to-back and then got their asses handed to them. 23 turnovers. Blech. Colin the Sex Man Sexton, 24 points. Career high for the Rook. 9 of 16 shooting. 11 for David Nwaba. 10 for Rod Hood and one of the Harrison boys there. And Larry Nance Jr. as well. But the rest of the Cavs sputtered up. For the Wiz, they had 17 steals as a team. Hot damn. It's pretty good. Weirdly enough, the Wiz scored 120 and John Wall somehow still sucked. He went 3 of 10, 8 points, 9 assists. Just was an absolute spud out there. Brad Beal, 20 points, 15 for Otto. I like to get Blatto Porter. Dwight Howard jumped up to get higher on a alley-oop than I think he's jumped in about 5 years, which was pretty wild. Ended up with 10 and 7, was in foul trouble. But yeah, this was a laugher and absolutely ugly to watch. Cavs now 2-12. Wiz move up to 5-9. Boston hosted Chicago, and Chicago got out to a flyer. We're actually leading after the first, and then Boston put on the clamps. You want me to use these clamps? Well, they did. So Bulls were just legitimately horrible. LaVine was horrible. 3 of 11 from the field for 10 points. Jabari Parker, he was horrible. 14 points on 13 shots to go with 5 turnovers. And Wendell Carter Jr. was only half horrible, 11.7 rebounds. He's a rookie. Come on. Shaq Harrison, though, 7 of 10 for 16 points and 6 rebounds. Nice little spark there for the Bulls. For the Celtics, you had 18 points for Jaylen Brown, 17 and 7 assists for Kyrie Irving, the old flat earther over there. 14 on 14 shots for Jason Overrated Tatum. And Terry Rozier had 12 points off the bench. And Bangers absolutely smashed him, did Aaron Bangers Baines. Season high 11 boards. We'll talk about him in the Australian Player Watch. Chicago is a Chicago guy. 4-11. Boston kid, 8-6. Not bad there, Boston. Trying to get it all sorted out. Anyway, how did Gordo Hayward go in that one? That was one thing I didn't really, because I barely noticed him actually even out there playing. It's pretty weird. So Gordo, 4 of 12. Not great. 11 points. Slow comeback for the old Gordo, but I don't know, at least he's putting up 12 shots. That's good. Miami going to Brooklyn, smoke Brooklyn 120-107. Nets, they got their good news about sweet baby carrots LeVert, but without him they just clearly don't have much class at the top end of that roster, especially to get by this weird Miami team. They broke their 3-game losing streak. Good on yous. Shouts to, I don't do shout outs on this podcast, I hate that fucking phrase. Well played to the Brooklyn Brigade. They got smoked by Tyler Johnson after chanting off a sheet at him. He went off for 24. Anyway, Brooklyn, they shot 40%. Not good. You know what's not good? That. Spencil Dinwiddie. 18 points, 10, 11, and 12 for Dudley Harrison, D'Angelo Russell, respectively. Just not enough, though. 8 of 28 from 3, Brooklyn shot. No Jared Allen again. Just very, very tough for Brooklyn to get wins with no Jared Allen and now no Caris LeVert. Miami, Tyler Johnson, as mentioned, 24 points. Just was unstoppable. Goran the Flog Dragic, that sneaky Slovenian, 21. Josh Richardson with 15. And Wynjin Hassard-Whiteside had 14 and 10. And boy howdy. Watched a lot of Miami games in Brooklyn. Glad I wasn't at this one. Nets moved to 6-8. Heat a 6-9. Nice. Detroit go to Toronto. It's the Dwayne Casey Bowl. And Dwayne Casey goes back in as the Detroit goddamn Pistons coach and wins. Unbelievable. The coach no one wanted. There he goes. Unbelievable. The Raps had this. They led by 19. And they lost it. Unbelievable. How did they do it? Well,
Kawhi Leonard committed basically a turnover in the last 10 seconds of a one possession game in the fourth quarter for the first time his entire career. And yeah, I don't know. What did you reckon about that one, Kawhi? Was it a bit rough on you there, buddy? I know, mate. I know it's tough. But it was Reggie Bullock down the other end with a game winner. Beats the buzzer, throws it up, little floater, drops in. It was only the second shot he made all night. And it was unreal. He's got the ball, just threw it up. Dwayne Casey charged under the court. He's happy. Everyone's psyched. Probably talk shit to Drake as well. I mean, I would be like, hey, man, fuck you. Naz is, like, way better. Fuck you, Drake. Ah, nice. Good job, Dwayne Casey. For the Raptors, Kawhi Clamps had 26 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. 17 each for Siakam, Pascal Siakam, and Moose Monroe. He also had 9 boards off the bench. Wild. 14 each for Big Booty Kyle Lowry. And my name is Jonas Valanciunas. But, man, the Raps shot 4 of 20 from 3, though, so that'll sink ya. Especially at home, it's pretty wild. So for the Pistons, 30 and 12 for Blake Griffin. Andre Drummond at 11 and 14. 13 on 15 shots from Reggie Jackson. Took over 6 assists. Reggie Bullock, the other Reggie, hit the game winner after being 1 of 7 from 3, which is amazing. And Spudley Stanley Johnson also had 12. Wasn't horrible. So Raps, they dropped to 12 and 3. Pistons move up to 7 and 6. That was a wild game. Good job, Dwayne. Stoked for you, mate. Coach of the year gets shit can, goes to Detroit. Toronto, like, a fucking lighting the league on fire. He rolls in with his not especially hard-nosed Detroit squad and pops him in the nose and wins. Good stuff. Speaking of hard-nosed squads, Memphis go into Milwaukee. And what did we tell you yesterday? Got to be careful, Bucks. The Grizz are just super squirrely. And they win this one 116 to 113. Bucks lose their first game at home in their new stadium, well, or new arena. Memphis, they had a 15-point lead, then got back ahead late after Milwaukee pulled it all the way back. And then, look, it was all sealed on a Conley turnaround. Sort of. Milwaukee was still in it. Shelvin Mack missed a free throw, had a chance to tie this late. Did Chris Middleton with, like, 2 seconds left, missed the three. Game over. Grizzlies win. So for the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo at 31 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks. Chris Middleton with 25. And blow-dry Bledsoe, 15 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists. Pat Connaughton was out there just like ferociously dunking on every motherfucker for his 16 too. Well, for the Grizz, Marc Gasol, the coach killer, had 29. Conley hit the sealer with 23 seconds left. He had 26. Shot 9 of 16, did Mike. Earned that money, Mike. And they were ably backed up by, checks notes, Orlando Magic legend Shelvin Mack. He had 15, 6, and 5, did Shelvin. Shelvin! Love it. Triple J, Jaren Jackson Jr. had 13, 2, 1, and 2. That's pretty good. Look, Bucks, I don't have to like keep telling you this, but if you don't play Delly, you fucking lose. You play Delly, you win. Correlation, not causation. Just saying. Wait, no, causation, not correlation. upside down. Bucks, they dropped to 10 and 4. Grizzlies move up to 8 and 5. Cruising along randomly. Pelicans were, look, heavily favored going into Minnesota, but they lose 107-100. We had Anthony Davis versus Big Carl Anthony Townsend. Jeez, Mini were just in control, up by 21 early in this one. Pel's got the bloody lead by the fourth quarter, though. Looked like it was all over. And then we go and Cat did some wild shit, banged on him, kicked some ass. Cat had a pretty amazing like block of Anthony Davis at one end, passed it ahead to Wigo. And Wigo just went bang and dunked all over the rest of the Pelicans. It was wild scenes. For Pelicans then, AD, Anthony Davis, the brow, had 29, 11, and 4 blocks. Unreal. Jrue Holiday had 14 points and 10 assists. And Etuan Moore, not Etuan Less, he had a season high 31 after scoring 30 of the day. Way to do it. Nico Mirotic, hello, it's Nico Mirotic, yes. Came back after an ankle sort of twist. He had 16 points and 10 rebounds. And Julius Randle had an absolute Barry Crocker shocker. We'll talk about that later. Minnesota, no D-Rose today. He pulled up a bit sore from his game the other night. Big Cat, though, and Wigo stepped in, showed up, showed out. Karl Anthony Towns had 25 points and 16 rebounds. And Andrew Wigo Wiggins, Maple Jordan, 23 points. Unreal. El Jefe Teague as well, 14 points and 4 assists. How'd the new guys go, though, for Minnesota? Bobby Covington had 13 points on 11 shots, 3 of 7 from 3. Filled up the rest of the stat sheet too. 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals and a block. and the homie Dario Saric off the bench. He had 9 points and 3 of 7 shooting. So Minnesota, sans Jimmy Butts, crushing it, mate. They just go out and smoke the Pelicans, which was wild. So the Pelicans dropped to 7-7. Minnesota's now Minnesota. Good job. Now 6-9. Nice. Good job. Moving right along, Knicks OKC. This was a laugher. OKC just smashed the Knicks, the New York Knickerbockers of New York City. But hey, man, how good were those OKC jerseys? They looked mint. Talk about those in a bit. Knicks, 20 for Hardaway the lesser. Enes the Penis had 19, and Kevo Knox had 15 in his second game back for the Rook. OKC, Paul George had 35. Absolutely smashing at the moment. Backed up his 32 against Phoenix. Shot 13-22. 5 of 11 from 3. Crushing it. German Rondo, Dennis Schröder. He had 15 points, 12 assists. Steven Adams, boo. He had 19 points, 7 rebounds. Was all over Kanter. Dunked on him pretty hardcore once as well. T. Ferg and the rest of the bench crew for OKC looked good as well. Jeremy Grant looked very, very tight. So, but I mean, they're playing the Knicks, so you're not going to look bad, are you? Knicks dropped to 4-11. OKC now 9-5. Oh, jeez. What happened here? Gross. The Dallas Mavericks, 118, defeated the Utah Jazz, 68. Oh, can you believe it? 50 points. Dallas smashed him. That is the second largest margin of victory in Mavericks history and the second worst loss in Jazz history, which is unbelievable. The Jazz shot 31% in this. That's right, from the floor. Not from three. They shot 17% from three. 10-10 for Rudy Gobert, this Staffel Tower. 11 for Ricky Rubio. Ricky Tikitata, 3 of 9. He shot 10 points for Donovan fucking Mitchell. He also shot 3 of 9. And the Jazz just could not do anything right. Couldn't score, couldn't get anything up. Jingles and Dante, we'll talk about them in the Australian Player Watch, but spoiler alert, they didn't do very well. Grayson Allen got out there. He had 5 points on 9 shots. Gross. Not cool. For the Mavs, though, flip side, they just couldn't bloody miss. They shot 58%, 19 for Harry Barnes there, 14 for JJ Barea, the pride of Puerto Rico, 13 each for Luka Doncic and Dwight Powell. And this is wild. Like, the Mavs did this without Dennis Smith Jr. and Wes Matthews doing much. They had 7 and 9, respectively. It was like dudes like Jalen Brunson and Dorial Finney-Smith who couldn't miss. They literally couldn't. They both went 4 of 4. Ryan Rowdy, Brockhoff as well. Friend of the podcast, didn't miss either. We'll talk about the Australian Player Watch. Crushed in his 8 minutes. This was an amazing performance by the Mavs, though. Just Carlisle got it the best defensive effort he's seen, which is nuts considering he won a title in 2011. But Utah, the wheels are just... they're spinning. They look like they're falling off. It's not great. Don't know what's going on. Their defense hasn't been good. And then when their offense doesn't click, they get beaten by 50, apparently. So I don't know, man. They are still 7-7. So they'll be fine. But you think they need to sort something out pretty quickly. And hint, hint, play Dante Exum more. Jesus, Rubio's a spud. Anyway, Dallas 6-8, Jazz 7-7. Spurs, speaking of weird losses, the Suns 116 popped the Spurs right in the nose, 96. They won by 20. That is absolutely bloody wild, mate. Spurs, DeMar DeRozan there. He had 24 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. LaMarcus Aldridge sputtered it up. We'll talk about him in a second. Bryn Forbes had 13. Bellinelli with 10. But that was it. The Spurs were just, ugh, gross. Suns, no Trevor Reason, no hassles. They shot 60% for the game. 48.4% from three. Unreal. Devo Booker had a rough shooting night. 13 points on 14 shots, but had a career high in assists with 12. Good job, Devo. Isaiah Kanan, he couldn't miss. Shot 7 of 8, including 5 of 5 from three. 19 points. Career high, 5 makes from 3. 27 TJ Warren points, which are still the most useless points in the NBA, but at least they got the win. And DeAndre Ayton, the number one pick, got 17 and 10 with 3 assists. Crushing it. Looked really good too. Josh Jackson finally got some more run for the Suns too. 22 minutes, 6 of 13 from the field, 2 of 3 from 3, 14 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Absolutely wild scenes though. This was weird. This bizarre Suns team. Dragon Bender's out there. Absolutely smashing it for his 4 minutes. I don't know what the fuck was going on with the Spurs, but didn't work at all today. LaMarcus Aldridge, you absolute spud. Spurs, they dropped to 7-6. Suns move up to 3-11. Wow, still the worst team. Well, second worst now because the Cleveland. Where is it? Cleveland. Yeah, they lost. And then finally, the Lakers beat Portland 126-117. Dame and CJ taking on the King. The Lakers smoked them after the second quarter. Blazers are up 13. Lakers came roaring back. And it was all because the Blazers shot 44%. Just had weird stretches where they couldn't make a shot. And we'll have PDX Pete on tomorrow to explain where it's all going wrong for the Blazers sometimes. But Dame looked pretty good. 31 points, 11 assists, 8 rebounds. Was out there crushing a bit. Shot 8 of 23. Was really just making some hard shots as well. The Lakers really made him work for it. CJ didn't really help too much. 9 of 20 for his 23. Could have done a little bit more. Big Yusuf Nurkić. Hello. Bosnian Bir. 21 and 14 with 4 blocks. He was unreal. Big sweaty bastard. Only 18 points from the bench though. 8 of 24 they shot as well. Sauce Castillo got blocked by LeBron, which was, look, Sauce Castillo, I don't know if you're going to dunk on anyone, but probably don't try to dunk on LeBron. Just saying. Even Zach Collins couldn't do much. Zachy Cakes over there. 0 rebounds for Zach Collins in 16 minutes. Not great, mate. Not great. The Lakers, they just look really good. They're playing with pace and force. Lonzo was even out there in the fourth, but this was the LeBron show. This one, 44 points. We'll talk about him in one of these later segments. You'll know about that. 10 rebounds, 9 assists, almost his 75th triple-double over his career, but not quite. 3 blocks, shot 13 of 19, 5 of 6 from 3, couldn't miss. McGee had 20, 17 for Brandon Spindles Ingram, 11, 6 and 3 for Lonzo, and 13 for the notorious KCP. Lakers moved to 8-6, Blazers dropped to 10-4, and let's get stuck in. It's the NBA Australia approved performance of the night.
Knife. That's a knife.
That was a knife, Reggie Bloody Bullock. Unreal. Ah, come on. We're going to move on past that. He doesn't just have stupid fucking hair, but he also hit an absolute rip snorter of a game winner. But today's NBA Australia approved performance of the night. It's got to go to LeBron. That was huge. 44, 10, and 9. And he also passed Wilt Chamberlain for fifth all-time in NBA scoring, going past 31,419 points. Damn. Still think LeBron might be trailing him in Sheila's shag, though, when it comes to Wilt the Stilt. That's how he rolled. But LeBron, fifth all-time now. That is absolutely unbelievable. We'll tip the hat. We might even tip it a little bit later as well with a couple of yeah-nahs about that. But anyway, old mate, no mates today.
Old mate, no mates.
Who's got no mates today? Oh, gee, do you think it's Jimmy Butler in Minnesota? Carl Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins just go out and go, oh, wait, so that dipshit who's been giving a shit like the last 2 years is not here anymore? Fucking sick, bro. And they just went spare. Almost scored 50 points between the two of them, kick some ass, and beat the crap out of the Pelicans. So if you need an indictment about how much they hated Jimmy Butler, it's written right there. Right there. Very large letters. I reckon Kat's like scratched Jimmy Butler fucking sucks into his pencil box or some shit. All right, Spud of the Night.
Spud of the Night.
Oh, Spud of the Night. It's that old favorite, D'Angelo. 6 of 18 for D'Angelo. 12 points for D'Angelo Russell, 5 assists, 3 turnovers. Classic sputting it up. It's like, hey, all right, let's hand over the Nets to our new leader, D'Angelo Russell. Karras is gone for we don't know how long. D'Angelo, take it away. And he proceeded to sput it up like a goddamn field just outside of Ballarat. Also, maybe don't heckle Tyler Johnson, Nets fans. Brooklyn Brigade were chanting, off a sheet, where the Nets were going to pay him $50 million. And they were heckling him? It makes no goddamn sense in a surprise twist for the Nets. And then Tyler Johnson proceeded to fucking torch the Nets, of course, which didn't help matters. 24 points on 9 of 12 shooting. You morons. Other spuds, Julius Randle, 3 points, 1 of 4 from the field. Oh, that's not too bad, bro. He mustn't have played too many minutes. No, he didn't. 14 minutes. But at the same time, he had 4,005 turnovers. Jesus. If you need a reason why the Pelicans lost the game, look no further. And then finally, LaMarcus Aldridge. Oh, jeez. Another reason why another team lost a game. The Spurs, mate. Maybe LaMarcus Aldridge just went into the Suns and went,
Oh, man, I could have played here. Remember how nice that was going to be? They even signed Tyson Chandler for me, bro. Instead, he just went and sputtered it up. Maybe he went out partying the night before. Just saying, 6 points on 3 of 12 shooting. Jesus, LaMarcus. That's not great. For the pantsing of the night, what the Mavs did to the Jazz was a pantsing and a half where the Jazz may have actually been dacked and crapped their pants as they were being dacked, then tripped over and rolled in it a bunch while crying. That's how much of a pantsing that was. Jesus. It's actually outlawed in most US states what the Mavs did to the Jazz. Also, Stephen Adams. Oh, Stephen Adams, bro. Yammed on Enos the Penis Cantor, his old mate, which was awesome. And Andrew Wiggins. Jesus. Maple Jordan got up over the Bucks off that cat block on Anthony Davis. And DeAndre Ayton, just, he was ramming on Amish Davis Batans. That was pretty great too, so good job. All right, finally, better than Lonzo Ball for today.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're gonna get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody, as long as coming for everybody means getting 11.6 rebounds and 3 assists today if you're Lonzo, Jesus. So, who was better than Lonzo Ball today? Well, Luka Doncic gave it to the Jazz at the end of the first half. Danced around Joe Ingles. 13 points he ended up with on 13 shots, but hit a three that was just massive in Ingles' face. To go with 6 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals, that's better than Lonzo. But come on, man, we can't go past Colin the Sex Man Sexton. Absolutely smashed it, did the Rook. Great hair, great game. Turned the ball over a bunch of times, and, I mean, the Cavs got absolutely smoked, but that's not what we're here for. 24 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and was unreal. So good job, Colin Sexton. Today, you are better than Lonzo Ball. All right, we'll be back in a second with Yeah Nah, right after those ones.
This is David Anderson. You're listening to NBA Australia.
Right, we are back. It's time for Yeah Nah, where we take a bunch of NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Number one, Spencer Dinwiddie. Is he up there already for Sixth Man of the Year? Yeah, nah. Yeah. I mean, he's got to be top 4, top 5. Easy. Most games scoring double figures for a Nets player off the bench in team history. It's Spencer. He's smashing it. He's already done it 14 times with the 15 games. So the only other person above double figures for the Nets was Armin Gilliam. R.I.P. Armin. It was awesome. Number two, were those Oklahoma City jerseys? It's just dumb that Oklahoma City is called Oklahoma City and then you have to say City jersey after. Come on, City. So Oklahoma City, was that City jersey the best jersey in the history of the goddamn Thunder? Yeah, nah. Yes, by a goddamn country mile, mate, as well. By a mile as long as the panhandle of OKC. They were amazing. They looked great. They looked like those mid-90s all-star jerseys that they had for like, what was it, Phoenix and San Antonio? They look great. I'm 100% on board with that. The rest of the Thunder color scheme just sucks. So this was a great turn. Just make those your goddamn everyday jerseys, Thunder. Ugh, if you're going to take away an amazing franchise with amazing colors like the Sonics and replace them, don't replace them with a goddamn shit franchise with a shitty bunch of colors like OKC. You're killing me. Finally, this is a classic one. It was brought up by that absolute moron, Mark Jackson, today. Is LeBron a top 4 Mount Rushmore NBA passer of all time? Yeah, nah. Yes, of course he is. Jesus Christ. Mark Jackson's just saying that because he believes he's one of the top 4 and everyone else is going, Mark Jackson, you're fucking high, you idiot. Give me Magic. Give me John Stockton. Give me Jason Kidd. And give me LeBron. There's your top 4. Get the fuck out of here. Have you got any other thoughts about who might be up there? Oh, Steve Nash, maybe. Yeah, sure. I guess. Maybe. He might be a bit more creative than Stockton. But at least Stockton just fucking would get you a million assists and keep winning a bajillion games. So I'll take those 4. All right. Look at me. Look at me. The unpopular opinion of the day. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. I kind of think LeBron's almost underrated at this point. I mean, he's not better than MJ, we get that, but for an absolute fucking dipshit like Mark Jackson to say on national TV that he's not one of the best 4 passers ever in NBA history is just flat out disrespectful at this point. Jesus. I mean, he's like the 5th leading scorer of all time and like one of the top 4 passers, and is averaging basically 9 rebounds a game for his career. That's fucking nuts. So shut your pie hole there, Mark Jackson. You moron. All right, step on in, because it's Outback Takehouse. Come on in. It's Thursday, and that means a whole bunch of, you know it, you love it, Alice Springs chicken. That's right. No one in Australia knows what the fuck this is, but it turns out it's a bit of roadkill emu. So we're going to serve it up to you with some flame grilled takes, only at Outback. And today's Outback Takehouse is LeBron James will end up the number one scorer in NBA history because he's going to play till he's 42 to make sure he plays with his kid. Only at Outback. Jesus, that's not even that much of a take. I'm pretty sure that's just going to happen. Nice one. All right, we'll be back in a second with the NBA Australian Player Watch right after these ones.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Australia, eh? Cheer, Brew.
All right, we're back. It's Australian Player Watch. This was amazing as well. I should have mentioned this at the very top, but this was the Aussie Equinox. Every single Australian NBA player was active today in the NBA. All 9 of them. That's right. 8 of them hit the floor because of that goddamn... Oh, no. 7 of them. That spud. Coach Buds over there in Milwaukee. Milwaukee. I hear it's Algonquin for the good land. Didn't put King Daly of Maryborough, first of his name, Smasher of Tins, out there on the floor. And they lost. Look, I'm going to say it again. Causation, not correlation. Buds, you're killing me. Anyway, Simo versus Orlando in Jimmy Butler's first game. Obviously had a bit of a rough one. 9 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, only 5 shots. Had one block as well. Just looked like he was trying to figure out what the new spacing was and how he was going to work with Jimmy Butts handling the ball as well. So Simo looked a little bit off his game. Jonah Bolden didn't get out there for the Sixers today, but he's still with the big league team, which is nice. But they do have a full roster now. But I think they'll stick around and keep him there with them because they are down a big guy now that they've traded Covington and Dario, the homie Saric, because the guy that they got back, Justin Patton, is still injured. So Jonah might get a little bit more extended run with the number ones. Joe Ingles, the jingler, did not have a great one. As mentioned, the Jazz got absolutely shit-pumped. 8 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists for Jingles. Looked pretty good early going, and then... I don't know if his giant head bandage and he's like little, he's got a band-aid now. Might have caught up to him a little bit there. Wasn't looking very good at all. Dante Exum, Kangaroo Kobe in his 21 minutes went 1 of 5 from the field. Man, as mentioned, the Jazz just couldn't hit the side of a goddamn Salt Lake City barn. 3 points, 2 assists, 1 rebound for Dante Exum. Son of Cecil. For the Milwaukee Bucks, Kung Fu Thon Song. In their loss to the Grizz, Thon got out there for a little bit. He had 3 points, hit 1 of 2 threes. Had 2 blocks, 2 rebounds, an assist. And King Daly obviously didn't get out there because Buds is an anti-Australian bastard. Paddy Thrills Mills had 8 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists, and 3 steals in his 20 minutes in their loss to the Suns. Aaron Bangers Baines absolutely smashed it. 11 rebounds. It's a season high for the big Bangers. 2 blocks, 1 steal, 3 assists. And 9 points. Went 2 of 5 from 3 as well. Unreal. So the Bangers 3-point watch. He is now 9 of 26 for the year. And then finally, Ryan Rowdy Brockoff, friend of the podcast, career highs across the board for the Mavericks today. He, 8 minutes he got out there for? Shot 2 of 2 from the field. 1 of 1 from 3 for a career high 5 points and a career high 2 rebounds. Absolutely smashed it. Look, slicker than a wet dog as well. You can go watch the video up on our Facing Insta and Twitter. Yeah, go do that. We'll give you an update on all the G League guys tomorrow because none of them played, but I believe we've got a couple of games between the Raps and the Nets tomorrow. So let's quickly check in with Kiwi Corner and see what the Kiwi Colossus Stephen Adams is up to. So for the last week in the OKC Thunder loss to Dallas, he had 20 points, 13 rebounds and 2 assists. Pretty big game in the loss. No Rusty as well. So, you know, you'd think that Stephen Adams is suddenly not getting that many easy buckets. Turns out, exact opposite's happening. He scored 20 points in that one, 18 points in the win over Phoenix. He also had 7 rebounds, 2 blocks, and 4 steals in that one. And then today, in his 500th career game over the New York City Knickerbockers of New York City, He had 19 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. That is absolutely unbelievable for the big Kiwi. That's more assists than bloody Scott Styris. That doesn't make any sense because he was a cricketer. But anyway, Stephen Adams absolutely crushing it for the year. He is at 15 points a game, 11 rebounds, 1.2 blocks, 1.6 steals, and 1.2 blocks, 1.6 steals, 1.4 assists. I can read. I promise me. I trust. Yeah, trust me. Jesus. It's all falling apart. But that 5 assists today was also his career high. So good job, Stephen Adams. Brew. Pretty sweet, guys. Oh, nice one, eh? All right, we'll be back in a second with the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in, inspiration board, and some game previews right after these ones.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Straya.
All right, we are back. It's time for the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter inspiration board slash check-in. Nothing from Patty today, but we did have an actually inspiring tweet from Joe Ingles because he retweeted Jay Crowder, who was apparently yelling, writing in all caps, "True confidence comes from your work!" It's like, all right, thanks, Jay Crowder. Just settle down, mate. Jesus. I mean, true confidence does come from your work, I guess. You don't have to yell, mate. All right, let's get through to the game previews. Game previews. Game previews. Thank you, Inadvertent Bane.
Not a problem. There's only 3 games tomorrow.
Ah, nice one. Friday, we do only have 3 games. We've got Golden State at Houston. Ooh, nally. That should be pretty good. It's pretty fun. It's pretty wild. It's a doozy. We get to see where Houston are in comparison to Golden State at the moment, considering the wheels appeared to have fallen off Houston, but then they slightly righted the ship this week as soon as they got rid of Spud Mello. And Golden State, meanwhile, are falling apart between the Draymond Green hating Kevin Durant thing, which is pretty neat. Kevin Durant's out there being called a bitch by Draymond. All is not right, apparently, in Golden State world. It's going to be amazing to see how they react tomorrow in Houston. Let's have a look at the odds and make a pick. Warriors are 2-point underdogs. Unreal. I might take Golden State plus 2. Houston minus... Oh, actually, fuck it. Houston minus 2. Got to do it. CP3, Clint Capella, and fast Jimmy Harden. Might come out and try to put the hammer to a bit of the Golden State kneecaps there. Atlanta or Denver. Oh, jeez. Atlanta rolling into Denver. Trae Young. Hanging out going, hey, man, it's my first time in Denver. Yeah, what do you reckon he's going to go do? just saying. Trey, go do it. Denver will absolutely crush the Hawks. Hawks are 12-point underdogs. I might take the Nuggets minus 12. It's a lot of points, but Atlanta aren't very good. And then finally, the Spurs at the Clippers. Oh, geez, here we go. This is rough as guts after the Spurs' horrible showing today. You can't trust them at all. They are 5.5-point underdogs. I will take the Clippers at home minus 5.5 because, look, the Clips look hungry. The Spurs are on a back-to-back and look shithouse. So it's not rocket surgery when it comes to that one. Clippers just much better than the Spurs right now. So give that to me. What is it? 5.5? Yeah, do that. So you know what? That's it for today. We're back tomorrow. I think we'll have PDX Pete on as well to commiserate about that Blazers loss and do a bit of yeah-nah. But in the meantime, make sure you're following NBA Straight on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that sort of junk, all over the socials during the games. That's what we're doing. Check us a rating and review on iTunes, Google Podcasts, whatever podcast app you use. It helps out heaps, gets us up the ladder, smashing it. Huge thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro music, but go check out their new band, House Hats. They are the best band in Australia right now. Their new single, I've Been Broken, is heard behind Yeah Nah every episode. So get that in your ear holes and go hit up Triple J or whatever radio station you listen to and chuck them a request. House Hats, I've Been Broken. It's an absolute rip snorter. Also, thanks to Fascinator, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Jedi, Green, 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 and Dozers for all the tunes you hear throughout NBA Australia. Give them all a smash on Bandcamp or Facey. And remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. And that is it for Thursday. That means that we're going to have a brand new The Diary of Stephen Adams at the end of this. And it's going to be awesome, because it always is. Stephen Adams, probably our favourite guest. And we will catch us all tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, later, son! Oh, kia ora, Bruce. It's Stephen Adams here, eh? Just popping by for my usual diary entry, eh? So, let's get to it, bro. Oh, dear diary, it's me, Stephen Adams, bro. But you knew that already, eh? Because you're my diary, eh? And you know everything, bro, so. Anyway, it's been a fitting week, bro. Even without Little Russ around, we've been winning. And I think it's been because of my cooking, bro. I mean, I made the Pivluva after we lost a bunch at the start of the year, bro. And then I made a Lemington last week when Little Russ went down. And we've only lost one game since. That's mint, bro. Speaking of mint, it was my 500th game today, bro. And just quietly, bro, I think I had an okay one, eh? I even dunked on my old friend Enos, bro. And I was like, oh, Enos, bro, did you see that, bro? I just dunked on your head, eh? Oh, mate, it was funny as. So, everything is going well. Little Russ hasn't really threatened anyone's pet cats or anything lately, so that's good, eh? And I even went fishing with my friend Paul the other day, eh? He was like, oh, Stephen, bro, you used the pole for the fish, eh? And I was like, oh, nah, Paul, bro, let me show you how we catch fish in NZ, bro. And then I speared a big fish about the size of a car, bro. It was delicious as well, bro. I cooked it up right there for me and him, hey? And I ate most of it too. But I think it was actually a pug that was out for a swim. But we're not here to debate what isn't a fish, bro. So I just ate it anyway. Paul wasn't entirely impressed, but it didn't matter, bro. He still went out and scored 32 and then 35 today, bro. So he's smashing it, eh? Anyway, so that's it for this week. I've been fishing. I've been smashing it. It's pretty good, bro. So hopefully we'll keep on winning. And maybe I'll make a hungy for everyone next week, eh, bro? So that's it. Speak to you next week, eh, diary? Cheer, cheer. Love, Stephen Adams, bro.